What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you, as always, for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate you. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 520. And on today's episode, we're talking all about quizzes. Are quizzes dead? Here's a big hint for you before we even get into it. No, they're not dead. They're one of the best list building strategies that you can do in your business for a lot of different reasons. And today, joining me to share her expertise on quizzes is Linda Sadu. And so not only is she an expert on list building and quizzes, but specifically personality-based quizzes. And we're going to break down what exactly that means and why it's so important to have a quiz that allows you to learn as much as possible about the person taking the quiz so that you can serve them in the best way possible, but also making it really fun for them. Right. So we're going to break down exactly how you can do this in your business if you're not already. We talk about the sweet spot for number of questions. We talk about quiz stats. What are good quiz stats, quote unquote? We talk about how to do personality based research in your quiz. We break it all down for you here today. Now, I have a quiz if you want to take a quiz that I put together. I've had it for a little while, and the feedback I get from people is awesome. And what this quiz is designed to do is we put together questions that help you uncover the invisible roadblocks in your business. A lot of people call them blind spots, right? I call them these are your invisible roadblocks, the things that you were too close to your business to be able to see. Well, I've created a quiz that helps you identify what those roadblocks are that are preventing you from gaining traction that you need to scale towards multiple seven figure revenue goals in your business, all the while working fewer hours, because that's what we're all about. If you want to take this quiz, just go over to rickmulready.com/quiz and let me know what your results are. Shoot me an email, rick@rickmulready.com. I'd love to know what your results are from the quiz. At the end of the quiz, I give you a step-by-step plan on what to do next since we've discovered what those roadblocks are, specifically for you and your business and where you're at. Cool? rickmulready.com/quiz. All right, my friends, without further ado, let's go hang out with Linda Sadu. So Linda, are quizzes dead at this point? We've been doing quizzes for a long time, right? And I hear more and more from people that they're not as effective as they used to be. I want to get your thoughts on that.
That's a great question. I think quizzes are one of the best ways to grow an audience. And actually, if you do it right, you can use it as a tool to help people and use it for your business moving forward. So it's not just about growth and growing your email list, but if you put the emphasis more on using as a tool to help your audience uncover blind spots, discover strengths, then I think you can leverage it a little bit more. But I do believe it's one of the best ways to still grow your email list and actually attracting a warm audience.
Now, you mentioned like uncover areas in their business that they might not see or among them for themselves and give them help. Now, one thing that you specialize in is like personality-based quizzes. What does that exactly mean? Because you hear like, you see like, especially like what comes to my mind is like BuzzFeed style quizzes. It's like, what, you know, Disney princess are you or something like that? And, but you also see a lot of personality. It's like, what's your blank personality or what have you? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah. So this is a great question. So I only do personality quizzes.
Okay.
Because it's based on a past experience that I've had when I was in pharmaceutical sales, and I learned how to sell to a doctor's personality. And so for 10 years, I would sit in my car and I'd be like, Rick is a dominant personality. And when I go into his office, I need to show up in a way that's going to best support him because he knows his business. I don't. He knows his patients. I don't. So when I would go into an office for a dominant personality, I would ask them how they would use my acne products. And the physician would say, well, I could probably use it on a teenage boy, or I could use it with a female patient. So he would direct me where he would see it fits. And then I would ask them if he could use it on the next teenage boy that he sees. And so that way, I wasn't actually selling to that personality. But to answer your question, personality quizzes, what they do is when you uncover someone's strengths, you can also uncover someone's weaknesses as well. But really, people love to learn more about themselves. So they're more apt to click on it and learn something. And as a business owner, you can use this to uncover their strengths. Mm-hmm. Let's give you an example for speaking. I actually helped a girl who's a TEDx speaking coach. Mm-hmm. And her quiz was uncover your speaking superpower. And so for you, it was the visionary. Let's say you're the dominant person. And we would say, you can get on stage, you can, you know, lead a whole mission and have people follow you. But your blind spot is to tap into the emotional side of people and make sure that you're doing that on stage. Mm. So that way you get a standing ovation. So these quizzes, they uncover your strengths, but they also uncover your blind spot. So you can see the big picture of how to effectively market yourself or to help people with what you're trying to help coach.
With that understanding of a personality quiz, so what comes to my mind is a couple of things. Number one is I feel like, now I want you to like not argue with me here. Okay. Well, if argue with me if you want to. What comes to my mind though on a personality-based quiz is like the names of these quizzes is like that you see them everywhere. They're like so overused, if you will. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
I guess for me, I usually take any personality quiz, mm-hmm. Especially if it's going to tell me more about myself. So I think a lot of people fall into that boat as well. Mm-hmm. So I think people, if it's interesting, if the topic or the title is interesting to them,
yeah,
you're going to click on it. And according to Interact, most quizzes, when you view the quiz and somebody becomes a lead, is around 50% for a good quiz. So I have to say that quizzes are still fundamentally going to attract a client. They can also repel, by the way. So for example, I created a quiz recently and there was a lot of people that were repelled by the title. And it was because they didn't actually identify with the title. So that's okay. And that's what we want. But the quiz, when we looked at the analytics, when somebody started the quiz, they were still converting new leads over 50%. So what that told me was that we attracted the right people and repelled the right people as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So I want to go back to the titles there, but I want you to, because what you just mentioned there is a question that comes up all the time. And that is, what are good rates? Meaning somebody, let's just call it an ad. Somebody clicks on your ad, goes to the quiz, you know, the homepage, if you will, of the quiz. Once somebody gets there, what is the completion rate? What is an average completion rate for that quiz? And I know that this is a quote unquote should question, but how long should the quiz be? Is there sort of like a sweet spot for the length of a quiz?
Yeah, so I think based on my experience, I like to keep the quiz questions between 7 to 9. Okay. I like to keep it under 10. Anything more than 10, I've noticed myself looking to see how far, like how much longer do I have till I get this over, you know? And you want to have a mix of questions. So I like to add research questions. Is there something that your business needs to ask your ideal clients that you can gain insight on? So I usually try to have one or two of those in the quiz questions. Then I like to have 3 to 5 personality questions so we can make sure that they fall into the right quadrant. And they're actually, when they get their result, they're saying, oh my gosh, I feel seen. I feel heard. That is so me. So typically you're going to need to, you know, you might have to take a 45-minute assessment to get very clear and granular on your personality, but with this, I'm only working with like 9 questions here. So it's going to end up being 3 to 5 questions personality wise. Then the very last set are just engagement questions. They have nothing to do with the quiz. They more are just to keep the person continuing on. They're no-brainer questions. They're super fun. They're engaging. And then they're easy to answer. And so I always filter those in between the personality questions, the ones that maybe people have to think a little harder on.
Yeah.
And then if we can get it between 7 to 9 questions, and I don't want to force any other questions. If I feel like that's good enough, then that's what I go with, because ideally you want somebody to become a new lead. You don't want them to click out because there's
too
many questions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what is that? What's an average completion rate? Did you say 50%?
According to Interact, and I met with the co-founder last year, and he disclosed to me that a good quiz was converting views to leads at 50%.
Okay.
And I actually became a strategic partner with them because mine was converting a little higher. And about a week ago, I actually looked at my analytics, and my current quiz that I have on my website is converting over 70%. So I think what Interact saw was that, you know, yours is converting a little higher than usual. What are you doing? Yeah. How are you getting these people to become a new lead? And so I actually told them my story about pharmaceutical sales and how I segment my list based on personalities. And he thought that was an ingenious way to segment your email list.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free, the Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
So when you mention personality and you're mixing in 3 to 5 questions of those 7 to 9 that are personality based, give us an example of like what a personality kind of question would be.
Yeah. So I'll use my husband as an example. So okay. Let's say, you know, one of the questions was about a networking event. Like, okay, you walk into Rick Mulready's event. What do you do next? And the dominant personality is going to look around the room and he's going to see, you know, this is my husband. He will look and see if he knows anybody, because what he doesn't want is to end up talking to a stranger about the weather. So he wants to avoid small talk. So that's what one of the answers would be. Look around the room and avoid small talk. The heart-centered person, somebody completely opposite of the dominant personality, is going to look for the host. They're going to look for you and they're going to come up to you and thank you for this amazing event. And they're going to end up doing it differently, where the influencer, my personality, is going to grab a drink and start to mingle. I don't care if I meet somebody new. I love small talk. I want to get to know people. I want to network. So I'm going to actually just start mingling right out of the gate. And then maybe somebody who's opposite of my personality, somebody who's more of an analyzer, researcher, slower paced, they might actually go and find a seat where they're going to be comfortable, so they're ready to learn. So they're going to focus on that. Where, you know, this is a great example because I always miss getting a good seat because I'm too busy like mingling and meeting people. So that's how I would phrase that question. And then the 4 different answers. So people, when they look at the answers, they're like, that is so me. That's exactly what I would do.
Gotcha. Okay. And so those types of questions are intermingled, if you will, throughout the quiz. Why do we want to know that? How do we use that? They take the quiz. We understand what their personality is. Are the results their personality? Or like, how, you know what I mean? Like, how is that connection made?
Okay. So this is a really good question. And this is why I think this is might be the most important question you've asked me this whole time. The reason why is when we segment your email list based on personality types, you uncover your new audience and your community, you understand their buying decisions. So this is so useful because as business owners, and not to mention Apple, they just, you know, announced that they are no longer allowing open rates to be seen. So now you have to really focus on segmenting your list and serving your audience with information that's important for them and useful for them, because you're going to be able to track the link that they click in the emails. Right? So why is this important? I think it's two things. First of all, as a business owner, you're going to understand your clients' buying decisions, and you're going to be able to provide them content and speak to them in a way that feels seen and heard. For example, the dominant personality, they just want to get to the point. They don't want details. They want options. They already know that they're going to move fast, especially if it's something they're interested in. So your emails to that person can be a little bit shorter, and you can get straight to the point and give them a few options. Now, if you're serving an analyzer personality, you want to give them studies. You want proof to back up claims. You want to give them links that are going to allow them to do more digging and get more details and research more. And so that's going to serve them a different way. And then the heart-centered people, you know, they want stories. They want to trust you. They want testimonials. These people will never buy on Black Friday, believe it or not. And if they do, they'll return it. So what they want to know is, how have you helped somebody else? They will review everything. And honestly, Rick, they actually might not buy from you for 1 to 3 years. But they will stick with you and they will be the most loyal people. So you really want to understand your personality so you know how to write to them, how to serve them. And one thing we uncovered in the TEDx speaking coach quiz that we did for her was we realized that 50% of her audience ended up being the heart-centered personality.
Yep.
So what we did with this information was she went back to her sales page and she added more testimonials. She added money back guarantee so they could see that they can get their money back. Because again, if they purchase on a whim, they're going to want to know, how do I get my money back if I went out of this thing?
Gotcha. Okay. I can picture somebody listening right now, and I'm thinking that too. Like, okay, this is great, but does this mean I need to create 3 different email sequences that are for somebody who is either heart-centered or an analyzer, that it's a longer play, right? So like, all right, not only do I have to write 3 different email series or even 4 different email series, number one, do we want to do that? Is that, I assume that's what you're saying. I think I can hear that, but also, like, are we talking like several months of emails that we need to be writing? You know, how do we look at, okay, great, we understand that. We understand what type of person they are. Now, what does it look like from a follow-up perspective?
Right. So I wouldn't make everybody do all this work, and I actually don't do it either. So yeah. I'm glad you uncovered that question, because at the end of the day, if you want to serve your audience and you want to do it in a time efficient way, what you can do is write an email and you can bold certain lines to help the skimmers get through and give them, you know, the options at the end, right? You can also do the TLDR, like at the bottom. You can use different ways so people can, you know, get to the point. So you can focus on those people by doing those 2 things. For the emotional people, the people-oriented folks, those people are going to want stories. So maybe not every single email needs to be a story, but definitely cater to that. Give them a story. Give them a segue, maybe add a testimonial and a few things so you can really highlight how you're helping other people. And then anytime that you offer or mention a claim or talk about how you percentages or numbers, make sure you're backing that up with a link to show proof for the analyzers. So you don't necessarily need to write 4 different emails, you know, welcome series, but you can definitely take what you've learned and incorporate these 4 things to help each person and highlight them in those emails to get them through the email. Now, if you are so lucky to be like, okay, 50% of the people who are attracted to me are this certain personality type, technically you can take that information and create a launch quiz just straight for those people. Or you can create, you know, some type of offer for those people, because that's a huge percent of your audience that's being attracted to you, right?
Okay, talk more about that, because that's super, super smart. So launch quiz, or creating a specific, I guess, funnel, if you will, for that type of personality of a person. Talk more about that.
Right. So with the TEDx speaking coach, I actually mentioned this to her because she's a case study for me. So I worked with her through the entire launch of her course. And what we realized was, okay, 50% of your audience is that heart-centered person. They're the ones that are going to take the stage. They want climate, you know, to be under control. They want to do this because they want to save the children, right? They're very emotional. They're very heart-centered. So what we do with that information is she designs her sales pages different, or we now take her signature quiz from what we learned. Okay, this is 50% of your audience. And we now do a launch quiz for her next course launch, right? And we just speak to that one personality. We basically go right after that person who's, you know, going to be attracted to her offer, and we add more testimonials. Maybe she does more case studies. Maybe she features more people or does video testimonials on her sales page next time, right? But the focus is going to be sharing other people's results in lieu of what she's doing to really help the people who are looking at her information. Like, how has this person helped other people? What testimonials, what reviews can I find? And then definitely highlighting money back guarantee offers. And not only that, when she's doing discovery calls, these people are going to want to form a relationship with her. So maybe she carves out an hour versus 30 minutes.
How do we know that? How do we know if they've not gone through a quiz, right? So I'm just thinking, like, so if we do a strategy call with somebody who's interested in Accelerator, they've not gone through a quiz or anything like that. So how can we glean that sort of personality-based information about that person ahead of that kind of call?
All right. So based on my research, this isn't on your business or anything else, but what I've realized is a lot of the heart-centered personalities, they like the do it with you courses. Mm-hmm. So these are people who are attracted to group coaching. These are people who, you know, they're a little nervous spending the money to get it done for you. They mm-hmm. also want to learn. They want to take the time because they're a little bit slower approached people, you know, when it comes to making decisions and thoughts. And when they go all in, they want to learn how to do it. So there's two types of people. You got your fast action takers. Those are your, you know, do it for me. I'll pay you the money, right? Then mm-hmm. you have your slower paced people who are the heart centered and also the analyzers. Those people end up wanting to know, like, teach me, I want to do it with you. So if you can even segment your audience based on like who's people that would want it done for you versus who's people who want a group coaching, you can identify, okay, if this person's interested in a group coaching, maybe I spend more time to develop the relationship, give them more details, spend more time with them with the questions they may have.
Yeah. I think that's so, it's fascinating because yeah, for most people who join Accelerator, they're exactly that. They've been listening to the podcast for a long time. Like I just had somebody join the other day. They said, you know, I listen to you all the time, been listening to you for a long time and, you know, happened to see one of your Instagram posts and it just sort of reminded me like, oh yeah, like I'm in this spot right now in my business. It's doing really well, but I am burned out. And so that's what I find as well. Like people are listening, which I love. Like, please, like learn as much. If this is of interest, like don't jump right in. Like learn about me, learn about what we do, learn what were our values and all that stuff. And so going back to like a launch style quiz, are we talking, you know, the way that I would think about using that is launching that like a few months ahead of time to figure out what to segment those people and then start to build the relationship with them before the actual launch. Is that kind of what you think?
Yeah. So I'm actually going to try my very first launch quiz for my own business. So I have mm-hmm. a course this fall coming out for a group coaching for, you know, let's create the quiz and we'll do it with you. Mm-hmm. And the idea is, so I'm actually working on that right now with my pre-launch strategist. And what we've decided is the quiz has to be out by end of August, September. So if it's going to have a 6-week runway. Mm-hmm. And then we actually decided there has to be at least 30 emails that they receive to build the relationship, to nurture it. And so here's the other thing about sales. Back when I was doing pharmaceutical sales, it used to be like, oh, you see somebody 7 times and then they take action. Mm-hmm. That's not the case anymore. I think with online marketing, you need to build the trust. So I'm seeing it takes 20 plus touch points. But if you're smart and you're doing like fun strategies with quizzes, right? Where you're, as soon as they come into your community, you're making them feel seen and heard and you're validating them right out of the gate, which is amazing. Yeah. It's a great approach for them. And then you have to do the nurturing. You have to serve them before you ever, and you have to do all the seeding. Like, oh, this is coming out. This is coming, get on the wait list, right? You do all that. And then by the time you do the actual sales sequence, they're already primed and ready to go.
So you're writing, you say 20 or 30 emails?
30 emails.
So you're writing 30 emails?
I haven't written them yet. So we'll see. But this is all, these are also including the welcome series. So they'll be getting 5 emails before they ever get dumped into my, you know, weekly newsletter. Sure. And then we're at least doing 2 emails a week to make sure that they get ready to see more emails coming from me. And then by the time the sales emails come out and they start coming every day, you know, then they're used to the communication with me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So pharmaceutical sales, personality-based quizzes, what was the bridge to that? Like, how did you get there?
Okay, great question. So I spent 10 years in pharmaceutical sales and I was number like in top 10 every single year. And so I didn't really connect the dots until I created a quiz for myself. Obviously, a personality quiz was the only thing that made sense. So when back in the day, I was in a previous partnership and we were launching an email marketing course. And so I wanted to do a quiz. I loved quizzes. I thought doing a personality quiz made sense. And that was when we first saw success in our business was we grew our email list 75% in 1 week. And then in 60 days, it was grown by 300%. And then shortly after that was when Interact reached out to me, started asking questions. And so I saw this as, okay, these are breadcrumbs. I'm doing something that's working.
Right.
And then I decided to reach out to a few entrepreneurs. Can I create a quiz for you? Like, and I get, you know, sold it to them super cheap because I wasn't sure what to expect. Then this girl, the very first quiz I ever created, she had a $20,000 launch in 30 days after her quiz. And I was like, okay, it's working. And unfortunately, my partnership, we no longer are together. This happened August 2020 last year. Mm-hmm. And she decided she wanted to launch a new business of her own. She didn't want to do what we were doing anymore. And honestly, she gave me the greatest gift because what she did was I was sitting there thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Is this worth it? Because I knew how much it took to create a business. And it was all gone. Yeah. We had to shut down our social media. I lost my email list, everything. Everything had to shut down. And what happened was I just decided I'm going to double down on my strengths. And what I was having fun with and the proof that was working was the personality quizzes. So I went all in. And within 30 days after my business closed, I grew my email list with my new business to over 1,000 people.
Wow. Running ads?
I didn't.
So how are you doing that? So like, yeah, go for it. Because people that is perked out, they're like, wait, I can build my list like that through a quiz and get this kind of information without ads. Please tell me more.
Yeah. So what happened was when everything was taken away from me, that was like the most powerful thing you could have ever done for me because it was loss aversion. It was the fact that I just lost everything and I decided that's it. I'm going all in. I'm doing this myself. And what happened was I had a friend, so I leaned onto the network that I had previously. So a friend of mine was doing a online summit and she had asked me to be part of it. And with the whole partnership failureship, I said to her, you know, do you still want me or do you want me to recommend somebody else that can talk on quizzes? And she said, I want you to do it. Yet let's make this, you know, your opportunity to regrow your list. So I'm so grateful for her because she was really the fire that, you know, she said, but we need it in like 30 days. So I knew that the online summit was going to happen really soon and I had to recreate, you know, create a PDF download. And so I did that right away. Then I also had Interact. They were a previous, you know, I'm a strategic partner with them. Mm-hmm. So I did a workshop for their audience on a welcome series, what to do, you know, now you have a quiz, how do you welcome your audience? And so that was huge. They promoted me to their email list. And so that was huge because I gave them their entire audience an opportunity to hear exactly how to create a welcome series after they've done a quiz. And so that was really impactful. Then I had my own quiz, of course. I put that out there. It wasn't necessarily something I was going to run ads to because I had to make some tweaks from my other partnership.
Sure.
And so I made tweaks, you know, and so I did that. And then last but not least, I did do a PDF download. Mm-hmm. So very quick. And so I took the number one pain point I hear from my audience, which is what should my topic be or what should I do my quiz on? So I created a, you know, 4 easy ways to nail your quiz idea. And that was what I gave away as my free gift for the summit. And so that was a way to get people on. And then when we closed our business, that was the one thing I said, if you want to continue to stay with me, here's the 4 easy ways to nail your own quiz idea and then join me with my new business.
I love it. All right. I have a couple of questions out of that. So this is not quiz related, but you've done a really smart job in how you have built up your business really quickly through connecting with other people. Mm-hmm. And this is something I talk all about, like in the first several years, you know, people tell me all the time, they're like, Rick, you know, everybody. And it's just like, I take a genuine interest in people. And I did that really early on when I was before I even officially started my business years ago. I just started meeting people and you and I have been talking on Instagram DM for several months. Now, my question is, was that, and you also had to talk to me about Accelerator as well. And it just wasn't the right time. Were you, and I don't mean this like manipulative, but like, were you like, oh, I think Rick is this type of personality. And so I'm just wondering because you're here on the show, right? And a lot of people who reach out to me, I get pitched every single day to be on the show. And 99.9% are just like terrible, you know? But yet it was just like, you added value to me. You gave me feedback, just an Instagram DM, never asking anything. And then I found it interesting that when you actually decided to quote unquote pitch yourself, you followed one of the things that I said to do when I talked about getting on other podcasts is like, look at your network. And is there anybody who knows that person who can do an intro? And it was Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany McBean, our mutual friend. And so anyway, I just want to like, just point that out to people, everybody listening right now. Like this has been, I've been talking to you for what? Like we're in June right now. It's probably like 9 months or something like that. It was late last year, I think, that we first connected somewhere around there.
Well, I've been following you a lot longer than that. That maybe that was when you noticed me. So I bought one of your courses. I've listened to your podcast probably for maybe 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was really interested in Accelerator when Brandy and I can't remember the other girl, the one that does the beach. She did the Beachbody.
Oh, Ashley Shaw.
Ashley Shaw. Yep. I followed her story. Mm-hmm. A long time and saw her success. I actually did Beachbody for a while. I was a coach. So that was something that I had interested in because I was like, oh, that's really interesting. She's doing that. But to answer your question, I actually don't know your personality. I haven't spent as much time with you to understand and think about it that much. And I don't really do that on a personal level. I don't. Like, it took me years to really realize my mother-in-law was an analyzer personality, and she's exactly the opposite of me, which means I can never like ask her details. And so it finally hit me why I struggled like communicating with her. And it was,
oh, interesting.
I would be like, you know, tell me more about this. How is this? And she doesn't want to share the details about anything emotionally. Right. And so back to the doctor experience with those physicians who were more analyzers, I never asked them how their weekend was. So it hit me like a ton of bricks, like, oh, my mother-in-law doesn't want me to ask details about stuff of her personal life. So once I realized that, my relationship with her got a little bit better because I showed up in a way that was more comfortable for her, right? But to answer your question, so what happened with you is, you know, I've always felt like you were a mentor of mine. I've followed your advice. I've listened to your podcast. And that one post that you had posted where you said, you know, leverage your network to be on podcasts, I just said I have to take action on this. So I'm a fast action taker. Mm-hmm. So for my personality, I said, I'm going to write the pitch tonight and I'm going to take what he just said and I'm going to use my network and reach out to Brittany. So I had emailed her that night.
Yeah.
And said, here's my 2 pitch ideas. Can you pass this along to Rick? And I never wanted to do that to Brittany because, I always had respect for her. I'm a nurturing type personality. And I was like, I will never ask her. But then when you had, it was like a green light, like use your network. I was like, this is my sign. I need to like, you know, take action.
And look, and here you are on the show. And I think that what you just said there is so important because so many people think that they're like, I don't want to bother this person. Or you just said, I don't want to do that to Brittany. It's kind of like, well, let that person make that decision.
True.
Right. And just be like, because leave it up to Brittany in this example, just be like, no, I'm not comfortable doing that. Or, you know, I'm not equated that, but whatever the response might be, you never know until you ask.
Right? Exactly.
And so here you are. So
and here I am.
I do want to put you on the spot for a second regarding my quiz, because you've taken that quiz.
Yeah.
And I think the name of my quiz is terrible. It's super boring. And that is, what's your online business personality?
Okay.
Knowing the quiz, knowing who we serve, do you have any ideas for, like I said, I'm putting you on the spot, selfishly asking, any ideas for sprucing up that name to make it more appealing?
So great question. And I'm definitely on the spot. So we'll see where this goes.
Sure.
But I always like to use personality, persona, archetype. Sometimes I like to flip it on its head and do, like, I think you did have blind spot at one time, wasn't it?
I
kind of like that, actually. Uncover your blind spot. I like that one. But yeah, so you really want to do like, okay, personality, superpower, use those words. If you can, speak straight to your ideal client. So in the TEDx speaking coach case, she was trying to attract speakers. So we said, speaking personality or speaking superpowers, what it was.
Okay.
So we got really clear on who we were trying to attract. And then I always like to use which, what, discover, or uncover as the beginning. So the idea is to play with those words and know who your ideal client is to really call them out so you can attract and repel, mm-hmm. and then put that all together. And so one quiz, I'll just say one quiz that we did was, I'll just use Dr. Cindy. So she is a ghostwriter and her quiz was, what's your best-selling author personality? Super simple. But we were attracting people who wanted to write books, like who wanted to see themselves as an author, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we used best-selling in there because that's sort of a carrot dangle. Like, ooh, I want to be a best-selling author, right?
Totally.
Now, another one where we flipped it on its head was we did an inner critic one where we actually exposed what your inner critic is saying about you to hold you back from things. Mm-hmm. And so we focused on, which we don't usually do, on the negative, like what's your blind spot or what's your archetype? What's your inner critic archetype is what it was. But every quiz we write, we serve it up in a very positive way. So nobody feels criticized. My personality has a tough time with criticism. If I feel like the title and the tagline are criticizing me, I won't take it. So everything needs to be served up in a positive way to entice people to say, yeah, I want to learn more about this. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Really get clear on your ideal clients, who you're trying to call in, then play with that and use some of the other suggestions I used for the beginning and the end.
Yeah, I like that. One question that I kind of have always had about that, like, so I want to use, I just wrote down, what's your inner critic archetype? What if somebody doesn't even realize they have an inner critic? Are we repelling those people because that's a good thing or what?
I mean, that's the idea. So that quiz has not gone live yet. It's getting ready to go live soon. So we'll see how it works. And I always like to analyze it. Is people looking at the quiz, are they clicking out of it?
Yep.
Or are they actually taking it? And so anything over 50% lead to conversion is good, in my opinion. Like, let's not touch this unless you want to play around with it a little bit. But here's the other thing based on personality, Rick. So I worked with an Instagram growth specialist. She's releasing her new course and she's that very dominant personality. And originally the title was, what's your Instagram growth advantage? Which I loved, but she didn't like it. And so she ended up, I gave her a couple words and she used strategy instead. So what's your Instagram growth strategy? And what was interesting is she's actually more strategy. She's more task oriented. So we were calling in people who were going to be more strategy focused. So that's the other thing, using language of, if you know who your ICA is or your ideal clients are, use those words to attract them. And another example of that was the girl that I created my very first quiz for, the Influencer Prep Academy. We used, were you born to be an influencer? Well, it repelled all those analyzer research people. They were like, I never want to be an influencer.
Yeah.
And it only attracted that influencer type personality. So we spoke straight to that person.
I love it. I'm taking a bunch of notes here. These are great. Anything we haven't, you know, as we finish up here, anything that we haven't talked about with regard to personality, quizzes, leveraging this information, anything we haven't talked about yet?
You know,
that's definitely something we should.
I just want to end it on, you know, use your own personality strengths. When everything was gone, my partnership ended. And I just said, what, I want to feel expansive. I don't want to feel constricted. The only way out was to lean into my strengths, to do what lights me up. And the other thing is, I'm not a tech person. Like, I took your quiz and you revealed that I was a visionary. You're like, you don't look at your numbers. Yeah. And it's true. I need to look at my numbers more. And so what happened was I hired that stuff out that I was weak in. So I hired a virtual assistant to get everything up and running, like to help me with my website. And you know what? It made me run faster than what I ever could before by doing everything by myself.
Yeah.
And
sure.
So I just really want to end it. Use your own personality strength. Lean into that. My new quiz, it's not ready yet, but it'll be coming out around September. Mm-hmm. Is what's your quiz to cash strategy? And I'm going to talk about how to lean into your own personality, not just with creating a personality quiz, but through your launch. what are the things you need to do based on your personality that's going to feel good to you? Is it webinars? It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So there's other ways around it. So do what makes you excited. Do what feels expansive.
Yeah. I love it. That's what we're all about here, right? There's no one way to do something. If webinars don't feel good to you, don't do webinars. There's plenty of other things that you could be doing that aligns with your personality, just like you just said, Linda, that can be very, very successful. So thank you for all this information. I've taken a bunch of notes here. So good. So I want people to, what are the best places to go to connect with you? I'm going to go take your quiz right now because I want to see what your quiz is about. Yeah. What are those best places that people can connect with you?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rick. I really was excited to be here and serve your audience and talk about all things personality today. And how you can find me is if you go to my website, which is www.lindasidhu.com. So that's L-I-N-D-A, S as in Sam, I, D as in David, H-U.com. On there, if you know you want to do a quiz, definitely download my PDF, the Nail Your Quiz Idea, because that's basically what I did is like a 30-minute strategy call. Just downloaded with 4 easy steps. So that's what I do with my strategy calls. And then if you want to take the quiz, go for it. I'm working on a new one. So I'm really excited to release the new one, which is the quiz to cash strategy that'll be coming out later this year.
Yeah.
And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Linda_Sidhu_quizzes because my name got taken already. So I had to have that. But I'm sure you'll attach all the information to the notes to this podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Y'all, all the links will be in the show notes for today's episode here with Linda. So Linda, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to have you back on the show after this new quiz goes live of yours and talk about how it goes. And I'd love to feature anybody listening right now who follows what Linda's doing here and creates their own quiz, sees results from it. Let's talk about it. Open invitation here. Let me know. So Linda, thank you again. Super appreciate you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Hey, if you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you are completely overwhelmed in your business right now, you're feeling the pressure. You're working all the hours right now. You're not really sure what next step to be taking to grow and scale your business without burning out. Maybe you're already burnt out. So if you are a course creator or a coach, and you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, then my accelerator coaching program could be exactly what you were looking for to be able to help you break through these plateaus to be able to achieve your financial goals, your impact goals, and also your freedom goals. This is exactly what we help you do inside of Accelerator. Now, Accelerator it's a unique program. This is something that I created a while ago based on what I always wanted in coaching over the years. Accelerator is a one-on-one coaching program, group coaching program, and also an amazing mastermind of other like-minded, just awesome online course creators and coaches. So if you want to learn more and apply, go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. It's application only. So fill out the application there and would love to look forward to reviewing that application. All right, my friend, thank you as always for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.